Zogt Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Erich, in Peri Beis, Mishnah Hey, ein Peiches in Mishisha Toloyim, we don't keep less than 6 lambs, Hamuvukarin. Muvukarin means that they were checked out, that they were inspected. What does Bikr Choyle mean, to visit? In other words, we checked it out, we were there, we know that it doesn't have a mum. Now the halacha is that every lamb has to be checked out to make sure it doesn't have a mum 4 days before it's shechted. When we first built the Beis HaMikdash, there were baidik 8 lambs to see that they don't have a mum 4 days before the Mizbeach was used for the very first time. On the very first day that there were makriv karbanis, so they took out 2 of the 8 and they were used for the karban tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein harabayim. So that leaves us 6. As you know, 8 minus 2 is 6. Before the night set in, they took out 2 more lambs, and they were baidikit, and they added it to the 6 that was still in this special room. So we have 8 again. And those 2 were used for the karban tamid 4 days later. So every single day they did this. So we knew there were always 2 lambs ready that were inspected 4 days beforehand. Where do we get this from, that you have to check it out 4 days before? Maybe right before I use it for a karban. Now look at it. Zok de Batanura, we learned this from the first karban Pesach. The very first karban Pesach. The Rabban Hashem told Klal Yisrael to take a lamb on the 10th of Nisan and hold it ready. They tied it to their beds until the 14th of Nisan. And that's when it was shechted as a karban Pesach. And of course, that was a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, because this was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. Even though that was just the Karban Pesach, but the Gemara dashes a Gzeirah Shavah to teach us that the same is true for the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim, that they were makriv every day. It had to be checked out 4 days before. Therefore, once again, let's see our Mishnah. Ein Poiches, and we never keep less Meshishit Loim than 6 inspected lambs, Hamuvakarin, that were checked out, B'lishka Satloim. Lishka means like an office. The special room where the lambs were kept in the Beis HaMikdash. So even after 2 lambs were taken out because we needed it for the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim, 6 checked out lambs remained in the Lishka. And we're going to soon add 2 new ones, and that's going to be our total of 8. Now the Mishnah gives us a siman to remember this. Kedei l'Shabbos u'l'shnei yom tovim l'Rosh Hashanah. If you have Shabbos and then 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, I need a Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim. When was I supposed to check Tuesday's Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim? And the answer is Erev Shabbos. So it would have to have been 4 days before Shechita. So that's a siman to remember that it's always 4 days before Shechita. Now the Batanura reminds us, the Mishnah is not saying this is the reason we need 4 days. The reason we need 4 days, we learned that from Pesach Mitzrayim. But as a siman to remember the 4 days, so there's a practical aspect to this, and that's what happens, Tak, if you have Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday. When am I going to inspect Tuesdays that it should be ready? The answer is 4 days ago on Erev Shabbos. So you see that the 4 days before Shechita does not include the day of the Shechita. But there are 4 days besides the day on which we shechted the Tamid. All right, so either way, we keep a minimum of 6. What if I want more? No problem. How much more can I add? Zokta Mishnu Meisifin Adli Olam. You can add how many you want. Just make sure to have 6 ready. There's even a chazal that says what happened to the 6 that were in the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Since the Malach Michal takes care of them, and there are herds and herds of these lambs, and they'll be ready for us when Mashiach comes. Zokta Mishnu Vaita. Let's get back to the musical instruments now in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Peiches in Mishtechat Seitzretz. We don't blow less than 2 trumpets together. Whenever they blew trumpets, it was always 2 together. Can you do more than 2? Yes. So Masif and Adli Olam, you can add any number of trumpets that you want. But the Gemara puts a limit on it. The Gemara says the Batanura, till 120. And that's learned from a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where the pasuk says, V'yimoyim ha-kohanim le'meya ve'esrim mi'mitzrayim b'chatzetzres. Vaitra says in Mishnah, in Peiches in Meitisha, Chinoi Rois, when they used harps, Moshitas hold that a kinar is a harp, they didn't use less than 9. It was Sifan Adli Olam, and you can add any number of harps that you would like. Vatzilsa Levad, but there was a tzilsal, that's the symbol. It's basically two big copper things that are designed for this purpose, and you bang them together. But Vatzilza Levad, this was alone. You never use more than one. Now, one is two, because, like we just said, you have these two pieces that you bang together. That's also based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Asaf, he was one of the Leviim, and he played the cymbals. So it's only one of them. Only one person played the cymbal. Maybe you remember from Tehillim, Mizmar LaAsaf. There were never less than six lambs that were checked on standby in the Lishkas HaTolayim, special room for the lambs. The siman to remember is that if you have Shabbos and then 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so on Friday you check the ones for Tuesday, although that's not the reason that they have to be checked 4 days before, and that's learned from the Karban Pesach. So there were never less than six. You would start with eight, they would take out two for the Tamashal Shachach and Tamashal Ben Rabayim. At that point you had six, and then before night they added another two. But never less than six. What's the max? No max, as many as you want. There were always two trumpets blowing at the same time. In other words, when the Mishnah told us 21 trumpet blasts, there were always two at the same time. Can you add more than two? As many as you want. Never less than nine harps. You can add as many as you want. Although the Gemara tells us they didn't do more than 120. And the tzilzel, which was a pair of like wide metal things that you crash together, there was only one pair. That's learned from the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says there was one person that did it, a Levi whose name was Asaph.